Hi, this is Dan Sheridan with Cross and Throne Ministries. And I'm sitting here with my son Timothy as we're recording another episode of The Days of Our Lives. No, I'm just kidding. By the way, we could probably qualify with my son and I sitting here. There's a whole lot of good looking in this room. By the way, I hope you all have a sense of humor. Anyway, we're here discussing Ephesians, and we are in chapter 1, and we're talking about the allotment today. Last time we spoke in verse 9 that in all wisdom and prudence, making known to us the secret of His will, we talked about the secrets of God in the Bible. A secret is not something mysterious. A secret can be very simple. Those who are outside cannot understand them. But once they're revealed, they can be understood by a child. Remember, the key to the secrets of scriptures is not learning. It's not how smart you are. The key to God's secrets is initiation. Are you in God's family? Well, God wants to make known to you the riches and the secrets of His will. He's delivered us through His blood. And not only that, He wants to let us into His heart and into His family secrets. Well, it says here, making known to us the secret of His will in accord with His delight, which He purposed in Him. That's interesting. It's something that God so delights in, and yet it's something He wants to share with us. A delight. It's something that so thrills Him that He wants to share it with us, His children. And what is the secret? It says to have an administration of the complement of the eras. To have an administration of the complement of the eras, to head up all in the Christ. Now, this is a phrase that many have found difficulty with, but here we have an administration of the complement of the eras. Now, the eras of man's rule have been very deficient. Anybody out there who's tried to get involved in politics in their lifetime can realize, and if you've studied the history of men and kingdoms, they're always striving for good government, this, that, and the other, and yet we know that they completely are deficient. God never intended for man to succeed in government. When Israel failed, God handed Israel over to Nebuchadnezzar, and that was when the eras of the nations began. And ever since Nebuchadnezzar, God has handed government over to the Gentile world, and they have failed miserably. And God does not intend men to govern. As a matter of fact, for those of us who are in the body of Christ, God gives us no instructions on how to govern. He tells us to submit to the superior authorities. And so God is going to have an administration of the complement of the eras. And so He will have something that will fulfill. And Christ's reign is coming. There's coming a day when Christ will reign over all. According to Daniel chapter 2, He's that stone cut without hands, which will pulverize all the kingdoms that went before. And He'll set up a kingdom on earth, which is the millennial kingdom, which will go on to the new heavens and new earth. Those are the final two eons of Scripture. And here we have the complement of the eras, beginning with the second coming of Christ. So, all of man's rule will end with a rule that will be beautiful because it will be headed up in Christ. Now, He's going to have an administration of the complement of the eras to head up all in Christ. Now, you say, well, there was no mystery, there was no secret in that. God always intended that Christ, the Messiah, would reign on earth. The secret part of this is that it says here, both that in the heavens and that on the earth. God, the mystery of Messiah, we're going to learn later, is the Old Testament prophets never saw the heavenly glories of this Messiah. It was never spoken about in the Old Testament that this Messiah, this Christ, would not only have a rule on earth, but He'll have a rule among the celestials. And that's part of the reason Ephesians was written, because the glories of the Messiah were increased all throughout Scripture. And so if you take the letters of Paul out of the Bible, you would see Messiah ruling in Jerusalem over Israel and the nations. But Paul shows us the heavenly glories of Christ. And by the way, Peter did get a glimpse into this as well. If you read his letter, he talks about the heavenly glories of Christ. But he doesn't talk about the secret economy in which the members of the body of Christ will enjoy a celestial allotment. Well, so the mystery, the secret of God's will, this thing that He delighted in so much, is He's going to have an administration of the complement of the eras to head up all in the Christ, both that in the heavens and that on the earth. Not just in the heavens, not just on the earth, but in the heavens. Just as Israel was the fullness of nations on earth, the church will complete God's purpose for the heavens. The ecclesia, which is his body, will take the heavenly realms, the celestials, and Israel will take care of the earthly realms on earth. And he goes on. So he says, both that in the heavens and that on the earth. And then the question you might add here, and if you notice in the Concordant version, it has a dash after the word earth. I wrote in my Bible, and what is our role in all this? Because it hadn't been revealed until Paul that there was going to be a group of people with Christ in among the celestials. If Christ has a heavenly and an earthly rule, what is our role in all this? It says here, in him in whom our lot was cast also, being designated beforehand according to the purpose of the one who was operating all in accord with the counsel of his will, that we should be for the applause of his glory who are pre-expectant in the Christ. So, having shown that Christ is going to head up all things will be head up in Christ, both that in the heavens and that on earth, we see we have a role in it. We have an allotment in this great headship of Christ. What is it? In him, verse 11, in whom our lot was cast also. We have an allotment. Now, this word lot is interesting, and I like how the Concordant version brings it out. What is a lot? It's a small object, such as a pebble, which was cast into a bag with others and pulled out by chance so as to be at Jehovah's disposal. So, from what I understand, back when they divided the land, they would put these pebbles in a bag, and they would have a little child reach in and put his hand in the bag and pull out the pebble, and that would determine who got what lot, what allotment. And it's interesting, in the Psalms, in the 16th Psalm, we read this. The 16th Psalm, it says, verse 5, Yahweh is the assigned share of my portion and my cup. You are the one upholding my lot. So whatever role God has for us, whatever allotment he has for us, we know that he upholds it. Our allotment is among the celestials, and it's in God's hands. In the book of Numbers, chapter 26, verse 55, it says this, only by lot shall the land be apportioned. So when the children of Israel got their land, it was apportioned by lot. And they would realize when the pebble was cast into the bag, what would happen? Well, the whole disposing of that was of the Lord. So God would choose their lot for them, just as he's chosen it for us. In Proverbs 16:33, it says, it is the lot that is cast forth in the bosom, yet from Yahweh is its every judgment. So we see this lot is something that God completely controls. And I think that's the whole idea here. It says, in whom our lot was cast also, being designated beforehand. Notice God's in total charge of this, designated beforehand, according to the purpose of the one who was operating all in accord with the counsel of his will. Friends, listen to that. We don't have an absentee God. We don't have a God who wonders what his next move is. We do not have a reactionary God. We have a God who's planning and arranging and orchestrating. Out of him and through him and to him are all things. To him be glory for the eons of the eons. Amen. And so, friends, Christ has an allotment in heaven and earth. He has glories that cover not only the earth and Jerusalem and on the earth reigning over the nations, but he's been given celestial honors. He's head over all things to the ecclesia. And you and I have an allotment there with him. Our lot was cast, designated beforehand. Look at the words here, according to the purpose of the one who is operating all in accord with the counsel of his will. And it says that we should be for the applause of his glory who are pre-expectant in the Christ. In verse 6, it says we're blessed with all, verse 3 to 6, we're blessed with every spiritual blessing among the celestials. Here it says, this is where our lot was cast. It's among the celestials, friends. Well, that's all we have for today, friends. There's much more we can say. Ponder these passages and do look up the references I had given you. And may the Spirit of God be our teacher. Remember, after Paul teaches us, he pauses and he prays in verse 15 to 19. Pray that prayer, and may he be giving you a spirit of wisdom and revelation and the realization of him. And that's my prayer for you, friends. Enjoy God. Enjoy his salvation. We'll talk to you next time. Rejoice in him.